Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shure Parks and Jack Fritz.
It's just every well. It's just it, a little part. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of having a Joel Embiid. I've read Joel Embiid will be reevaluated. I feel like seven times in the last like four
years.
Like
I saw this. I guess it will qualify as like a meme, but it was basically like breaking down Joel's calendar year, and it was the first month of the season. Oh, he's kind of getting off to a slow start. The middle part, we're watching a literal god play basketball, and then the April was, man, that's a bad injury.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's like what the circle.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I do think the good news is it feels like this has all been pushed, like moved up a little. Like he got hurt.
Are you saying good part is he got hurt early?
Yeah, like I think we're gonna like complete the circle at a time where like right around where the playoffs are, as opposed to how it is.
Again, yeah, I mean, again, I'm not throwing in the towel on the Sixers. I'm throwing in the towel on the.
I just want to be clear. I am throwing the towel in on.
Why are you throwing the towel in on the Sixers?
They're not as good as we thought. The role players are not as good. Maxi has been good, but I don't think he's ready for the playoffs. And we don't know what Joel we're going to get.
Why is he not ready for the playoffs? What has he shown that he's not ready for the playoffs?
To me, in the past, A, he hasn't had good playoffs in the past. But also, I just like, all right,
well,
so I watched.
Well, where's the evidence?
All right, hold on. So I watched the Bucks-Clippers two nights ago.
Okay.
And I don't care that Maxi's numbers are the same as Dame's.
Was Bucks-Clippers on your iPad or was it on the TV?
It was on the TV because Kristen was. Do you want me to tell you what Kristen was doing? All right. Have you heard of this like 50-part TikTok series by this girl like Risa Tisa or something?
No.
Have you heard of this, James? Are you big on TikTok?
I'm big on TikTok, so I feel inadequate.
Yeah. All right. So
I wish TikTok did not exist.
Dude, TikTok, I mean, so my brother sent, like, I can't open TikTok links. Can't do it.
I refuse.
Yeah.
I won't download.
No, I mean, like, it doesn't work for me. Like, regardless. This is the old person part of me. This is Elliot at 45.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this 50-part TikTok thing, it's all about this woman whose husband, like, ended up being a liar. It's like 8 hours and like 50 million people have watched it.
And you have to watch it.
I do know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And you have to watch it on your like phone and like,
yeah, you have
TikTok.
So she's so
Chris. Yeah.
Dude, but here's my only issue with it. Every single one is the same. It's like this. It goes, so my husband told me this, and it was a lie. Like 50 times. It's like he said he was gonna buy a car, and you'll never guess what.
He didn't buy me the car.
Yeah. He said he had all this money. Who like he didn't. Like that's the whole thing. And anyway, so Kristen was like enthralled with that. So I was able to watch Bucks Clippers on demand TV.
Man.
Yeah.
That is something.
It's a lot
of TikTok.
Yeah.
But what was your takeaway from Bucks Clippers?
That I don't care if Dame's numbers are the same as Maxie's. Dame is way better than Maxie.
He always was.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
he just is. So that's my concern is like when I watch Dame take over a game against a good team.
Without Middleton and without Giannis.
Yes. I don't see Maxie doing. Like, I think Maxi, we've talked about it. Like, I feel like his stats are a little empty. Like, he does it against bad teams mostly. And it feels like when he really goes off, like, he dropped 50 against the Jazz. He had a bunch of points against the Knicks where they got smoked. Like, when's the last time Maxi led them to a win over a good team? I guess the Mavs, we think they're losers.
Cavs.
The Cavs would be one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, so what? I mean, like, if Embiid's there, then you don't need him to do
that. But here's the thing, and this is what we're going to keep getting back to, like, you don't know what Embiid you're getting. Like, there might not be Embiid. There might not be an Embiid.
Of course, then they're going home.
Right.
Then they're going home.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, I've seen a lot of, you know, bet the Sixers at 3,300 to win the title. The Sixers are not winning the title. Like, it's not happening. I hate to be a hater, but, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this team is probably not even going to get out of the first round, if I had to guess.
But all they do is win. That's what you told me for years.
I know.
You're probably right. I'm still reserving the right to see what they're like when Joel's back. And yeah, maybe this collection of losing players
right
turns into but, all coming together turns into winners.
But here's the thing: I agree with you that when Joel comes back, they'll be better. And I agree with you that.
But why don't you trust?
There'll be two or three games where they look awesome, but then Joel's knee will hurt again, or like.
But if he's coming back, he's healthy. It's all conditioning at this point. That's what it should be. So, like, if it's just conditioning,
so
then he's actually the healthiest he's been.
If you're saying he's coming back at 100%, then I agree with you.
Well, even 85%.
Yeah, but if he's not 100%, we're going to live through the same thing 100%. We do every year.
When do you think he was playing 100% this year?
I mean, I would guess not a ton.
Beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat Bev said that his knee was hanging on by a thread for 2 weeks before the Nuggets game.
Right.
And he was still put up a 70 burger against the Spurs.
I know.
So, like, he's never going to be 100%.
Right, but he's also going to have sat for, like, 6 or 7 weeks.
I know. It's conditioning.
I just don't get why I should believe in them. Like, honestly.
You're the one, Mr. Pie in the Sky, about the Sixers.
To be fair, like, you bring this up, and so do my friends. This argument was a year ago, before the Phillies went back to the NLC.
I didn't
bring them up, but the point I'm making is, when I was, like, pro-Sixer, like, they win all the time, like, that was before they got smoked in Game 7. Right. And I know they almost won the title year, but it did happen.
You did it all off season.
Yeah. Look, I'm saying that, like, my perception of the Sixers is definitely starting to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm allowed to change my mind.
Because you're on a podcast. We got to watch this nonsense. And you're losing basketball.
Like, the Sixers are becoming hard for me to believe in, as I guess is what I'm saying. It just feels like.
Is Josh Harris still a great owner?
Yeah. Josh Harris is a great owner, but it's not his fault. Like, he is. I did an interview in Washington for a Washington.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard.
Hyped him up. Yeah.
Why?
It was so funny. Cause
why did they ask you?
All the people they asked me about were people that, like, everyone I know. Yeah.
Like, why
don't
they
disagree?
Like, why were they like, hey, we need Elliot to come on and talk about Josh Harris? First off, Josh Harris has been the owner there for a year. Like a year
I don't disagree
half.
With you, but I think it's because it's an Odyssey station.
I'm sure,
yeah.
But like,
right, well, who else from Odyssey would do a better job talking about Josh Harris than me?
No, I mean, it's fine.
I have an Eagles and a Sixers spot.
What does the Eagles have to do with it?
The NFL. Because
he's the Commanders?
Well, the NFL, yeah.
I just don't know when he became the resident
expert. This is like
on
the fourth Josh Harris.
Josh Harris
interview I've done. I don't know.
Are they searching your Twitter? Like, this guy tweets about Josh Harris.
I wonder
Harris
if Josh Harris knows I'm positive, and so they're like, bring him in.
Hey, can you get...
There was someone else they asked me about that everyone hated. Oh, it was Nick Sirianni. That's what I'll sit on.
Everyone is.
Everyone.
Boy, he's just so inspired. Like, when I hear him speak, I'm like, you know what?
Who do you believe in more?
He's good.
Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse, or Howie Roof?
Howie Roof. Yes.
No, I'm saying you do
it. Yeah, there's no doing.
You have to pick
Howie Roseman in question.
Yeah.
Although Nick Nurse, so there's been a little bit of a downturn. Like, people are starting to turn on Nick Nurse.